Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Gimel, six lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, in the first Mishnah of our Mesechta, the Mishnah stated that Kol Sheichdim Shchitasan Kshira, Chut Mikher Sheit V'Katan, Shem Yikakla Shchitasan, V'Kul Jishachtu V'Akhir Merinoi Son, Shchitasan Kshira. The Gemara began where Rav Ashi asked a question that when the Mishnah stated that Kol Sheichdim, and as the Gemara Mesechtes Erechin teaches us, that whenever a Mishnah or Brisa states Lashon HaKol, it's coming to be marba something, and it would be mashma from Lashon HaKol Sheichdin, that whenever we are being marba, that can shecht even l'chatchila, and then the Mishnah stated Shchitasan Kshira, which is mashma that could only shecht b'diavad, and of course, in whatever way we will explain the beginning of the Mishnah, we will have to explain the rest of the Mishnah and the hemshech of the Mishnah. And as we mentioned, our Gemara will bring six explanations as to how to understand our Mishnah, and the first explanation we already saw in that Beis and Beis, where Rabbi Ba'ul explained that our Mishnah was teaching us HaKol Sheichdin, and that even someone that is Tameh can take a long knife and L'chadchila Shechulin Shenasu Atayris HaKodesh. And as the Gemara explained, that the Chiddush is that even according to the Manda Omar, that Chulin Shenasu Atayris HaKodesh K'Kodesh Damu, that someone that is Tameh could still Shech L'chadchila. However, the Mishnah then continued that if someone is Tameh, he cannot Shech regular Hegdish, as possibly he will touch the Basar and it will make the Basar Tameh. However, the Mishnah teaches us V'shchitasan Kshira, that if he does Shech, then as long as he states Barili Shalei Negati, then his Shechita will be kosher. The Gemara then continued to go through how Rav Ba'ula would explain the rest of the Mishnah, and our Gemara now continues with the second teretz to the question of Ashi, as to the steer from the Reisha to the Seif of our Mishnah, as the Reisha stated at Kol Shechten, which is Mashma L'chatchila, and then the Seif is stated Ushchitasan Kshera, which is Mashma, it's only kosher B'diavad. And as the Gemara continues, Abaya Omar Hachiktani HaKol Shechten V'afilu Kuti, Abaye explains that the Mishnah initially teaches us that everyone can shecht, and the word akol is coming to be ma'aba, that even a kuti can shecht l'chatchila, as Abaye holds that kuti magiri emes, and therefore they're full-fledged Jews, and even though they can keep all of Teresh Shabbat Peh, but as Rashi states, v'afilu kuti moisloi behim l'chatchila lishchait, the mitzvah shechziku bahi, as any mitzvah that the kutim accepted about themselves, they did properly, and therefore the shechita would be valid. However, as Rashi then continues, that certainly the Kutim did not accept upon themselves all mitzvahs. For example, by the Issa Vulfnei Evil, Isita Michal, they explained the Pasuk based on the standard explanation, L'yitein Evan Baderech Evil Lapilai, that you shouldn't place a stone in front of a blind person in order to cause him to fall. They didn't learn that a person can't cause another person to do an Aveira, therefore, although certainly they were makbid that they shouldn't eat Nevelais, however, they would not be makbid if they would feed a Nevela to another Yisrael. Therefore, Abaye continues to explain our Mishnah that when the Mishnah states the Shchitasan Kshira and it's mashmah, it's only kosher b'di'eved, that is teaching us next in that b'med v'ramum k'shi Yisrael eimel al gabav, that the only time that we stated that a kuti shchita would be valid is only when Yisrael is standing there the entire time. Therefore, we can ascertain that they did a proper shchita, and then another Yisrael could eat from the shchita. Avol yotze v'nichlas lo yishchait, whether if another Yisrael is not there the entire time and they are only walking in and out, then l'chadchila akuti cannot shecht. Or v'im shachat, but b'di'evit, if he did shecht, then choyte gezayis basar, then the Yisrael should cut off a gezayis basar from this animal, v'neisen loy, and should give it to the kuti, n'acholoy mutu lechom shchitasai, and if the kuti would eat this piece of meat, then it shows that it's kosher, and therefore Yisrael could eat from the behemoth, and that's what the Mishnah means when it states that b'di'evit shchitasai kshira, v'loy acholoy osa lechom shchitasai. However, if the kuti doesn't eat from this behemoth, then it shows that it must be that this behemoth is actually an avela, and that's why he won't eat from it. And even though he would let Yisrael eat from it, that's because he's not makman al lefnei evil esita michshol, and therefore we would not let Yisrael eat from this behemoth. And keep in mind that there's machlekes rishonim as to what the din would be if the kuti is no longer around, and would Yisrael be able to eat it bestama, or would Yisrael not be able to eat it bestama? Based on Rashi and based on the Gemara that we will see in a moment, it would seem that if the kuti is no longer around, that b'di'evit, once the kuti shechted this animal, that we would allow Yisrael to eat it even without a bedika. When the Gemara stated that we should be b'idik and we should give a piece of this animal and a piece of basa to the kuti, that is only a din l'chatchila, as kol masha efshel l'sakein yesh l'sakein. And Abaye now continues to explain the rest of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues, chutz mecher sheit v'katan, tafil d'yevit nami loy, in a case where it was yetzir v'nichnas, and a cher sheit v'katan shechted an animal, even if we would give the chesed v'katan a part of the animal to eat, and they would eat it, then it would still not prove that the shechita was valid. We would still have to be concerned, shem yishu, shem yidrusu, v'shem yachlidu, that most likely the chesed v'katan did not do a proper shechita. Nayin Rashi once again points out, the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis will discuss as to why a Gemara used the Lashon Yosid, and why we stated, shem yishu, shem yidrusu, v'shem yachlidu. And Abaye continues that our Mishnah stated, v'kulin sheshachtu v'achim reina yisan shechitasin k'sheira, and Abaye is bothered, v'kulin sheshachtu ahaya, and whom is this clause of the Mishnah referring to? Ilim acher sheit v'katan, as if you're going to say it's only going on the case of cher sheit v'katan. The Mishnah is teaching us that as long as you have a soul, imel agabav, then the shechita of cher sheit v'katan would be kosher. But the Gemara states, Allah koi, since we just spoke about the cher sheit v'katan, so if this clause is only going back on the cher sheit v'katan, so vim shachtu me boile, so the Mishnah should not state v'kulin sheshachtu, and instead it should state v'im shachtu, that if the cher sheit v'katan shechs, and there was a soul, imel agabav, that will be kosher. And the Gemara continues, Elakuti, and if you're going to say it's going back on Chereshayt of Katan, as well as the Din of Akuti, that also would not make sense, as we already learned that if there was Yisrael Eman al-Gabav, then Akuti could shecht even l'chathila, and the Mashemais of this last clause of the Mishnah is that the Shechita would only be kosher b'diavad. The Gemara ends off Kasha, and the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Ayin Ritva, who points out that the Gemara only used Lashon Kasha and not a Tiyufta, as Abaye holds that since the Chereshayt of Katan are Rabim, therefore it made sense for the Tana to use Lashon V'chulon, and keep in mind that this Teretz would also answer the Gemara's question on Rava and Rav Ashi that we will see in a moment. And it's also important to note that on Amud Beis, the Gemara will explain why Abaye did not explain our Mishnah like Rav Barula, and why Rav Barula did not explain our Mishnah like Abaye. Similarly, the Gemara will explain why the other Amrayim don't learn like each other, and why we ultimately have 6 different explanations of our Mishnah. Gemara now continues that Rava will ask a question on Abaye because of his question, so he will not learn our Mishnah like Abaye, and he will give another explanation to our Mishnah. Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava asked the following question to Abaye, that v'yotze v'nichlas l'chatchila loy, that how can you tell me if a Yisrael is only yotze v'nichlas, that l'chatchila kuti cannot shecht? Rava is bothered v'atran, but in the Mishnah Masechtas Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, when the Mishnah speaks about Yayin Nesech, and the Mishnah teaches us, Hamaneach Evichom b'chanusai, v'Yisrael yotze v'nichlas mutar, if one leaves a guy in his wine store and he has closed barrels of wine and it is Yisrael that's Yosef and Nichnas, all the wine will be kosher. As Rashi explains, Alma Mistafia Evichavim Dilma Asi Yisrael, and therefore he won't touch the wine, and therefore the same should apply by Shechita. And as Rashi continues, Hachinam Mistafi Hashta Asi Vichazile, as he's concerned that maybe the Yisrael will come in and see me shechting, therefore he will shecht properly. If so, why does Abaye teach us that when it's Yosef and Nichnas, that the Kuti cannot shecht l'chatchila? However, the Gemara responds that from that Mishnah Masecht Avodah Zarah, it would not be shver in Abaye, as Hasa Mik Tani Meniach, HaMeniach Tani Diaved, and the Mishnah Masecht Avodah Zarah, Mishnah stated HaMeniach Evi Kechavim, which is mashma, that is only a Din B'Diaved, l'chatchila, one should not rely on this, and certainly one should not be Yotzev Nichnas, leave a guy watching his wine, therefore it would not be shver in Abaye's explanation of our Mishnah. And as we previously explained, Abaye held that once someone is Yotzev Nichnas, that even though the chatchila kut cannot shecht, but if he shechted, then it will be kosher b'di'eved. Even though Abaye stated that one should be boided to kuti and ask him if he would eat a piece of this meat, however, as we explained, if the kuti is no longer around and we can't be boided him, then b'di'eved it would be kosher, which is exactly like the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah. However, Rava continues, El Mehocha, and my question on Abaye is from a previous Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, as the Mishnah teaches us, in Hashem etzarech liyaseishu mishamar. This Mishnah is teaching us the Din L'Chatchila. The Mishnah teaches us that a Shomer of wine doesn't have to sit and guard the wine the entire time, and even if he's Yetzev V'Nichnas, that the wine will be Mutar. Therefore, we see that once he's a Yetzev V'Nichnas, then it will be Mutar L'Chatchila. Therefore, we now can understand that when the Mishnah on Daf Samach Tes used the term HaMeniach Evichom B'Chanusai, it's not only a Din B'Di'eved, and it's really teaching us the Din L'Chatchila, and therefore the same Din should apply if there's a Yisrael that's Yotzev V'Nichnas, then the Shechita of Akuti should be kosher l'chatchila, not like Abaye taught us that if there's a Yotzev V'Nichnas, then the Kuti cannot shech l'chatchila and it would only be kosher b'di'eved. He causes this question, so the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, therefore Rava explains a Mishnah a bit differently than Abaya. Hachik Tani, Hakol Shechtin, Vafudu Kuti, anyone can shecht, and even a Kuti can shecht Ratchila, however, but that is only if the Yisrael was Yitzhak Nichdas, or was the Yisrael Eman Al Gabov. Then the Mishnah continued to teach us the Din B'dieved, Avol Bo Mitzoy Sheshachat, but if there was no Yisrael Eman Al Gabov, and there wasn't a Yisrael that was Yitzhak Nichdas, and one came and found that a Kuti already shechted, the B'dieved, one would do the following B'dika, as Chayte Chizayis Basav and Eisenloi, Acholei Mutal Lecho Meshchitasai, Loi Acholei Asal Lecho Meshchitasai. Rava continues that the Mishnah then teaches us, Chutz Mecher Sheit V'Katan, that Filo D'Yavid Namiloi, Shem Yishu V'Shem Yidrusu V'Shem Yachlidu, if a katan shechted an animal, and Yisrael was not Oymen Al-Gabov, that even if we perform this test, even B'Di'Evid, his Shechita would be Pasol, as we still have to be Choshish, Shem Yishu, Shem Yidrusu V'Shem Yachlidu. The Gemara now continues with the same Shakel V'Tayah that we had with Gabi Abaya, and as the Gemara continues and answers Rava, that when the Mishnah states, V'Kun Sheshachdu, Ahayah, that what is that clause going back on? As Ilay Macher Sheit V'Katan, and if you're going to explain that it's only going back on the din of Cher Sheit V'Katan, and the Mishnah teaches us that as long as there is Yisrael Eman Al Gabov, then the Shechita of Cher Sheit V'Katan would be kosher. However, the Gemara is Alokai, and since we just spoke about the Cher Sheit V'Katan, so Vim Shachtu Mibayle, so the Mishnah shouldn't have stated V'Kulin Sheshachtu, and instead it should have stated Vim Shachtu. The Gemara continues Elakuti, and if you're going to tell me that this clause is going back not only on Cher Sheit V'Katan, but also on din of Kuti, Ha'amed Afilu Yetzu V'Nichta Shachtu. We already noticed from the Reish of the Mishnah, as the Reish of the Mishnah taught us, that if there's Yisrael Eman Al Gabov, and even if the Yisrael is only Yitzhak V'Nichnas, so a Kuti could even Shecht L'Chathchila. Once again, the Gemara ends off Kasha, and as we already mentioned, the Teretz Ritva would work Lefi Rava as well. Before we continue with the fourth explanation as to our Mishnah, let's read two Taisis which are relevant to things that we already discussed. When we learned the explanation of Abaya, we already mentioned that there's Machlekes Rishonim as to what the halacha would be if there would be a yaitzev nichnas and a kuti shechted an animal. We cannot perform the test as the kuti is no longer around. We explained our gemara based on one explanation, but the evid we would still rely on the shechita of a kuti, and even if we did not test it, and even if the kuti did not eat a kazayis basar and was no longer around, it would still be kosher. Ayin tesis in dibur maskel haminiach tani the evid, where he first brings down the other tzad and then he brings down the tzad that we just mentioned, and tesis states Lav the Shnui Aliba da Bayakasi, da Bayanami Le Shar Bidiabed, Beloy Chayta Kazayas Basa, and the only way that Bayah actually was Machshir, only if we perform this exam, Elabola Haksha Sal Divri Rava Shem and Dr. Mekan, the Shari Avlachat Hila, and then Tesis explains, as we explained our Gemara, Inami calls Manch Yachla Sakan, De Chayta Kazayas Basa, Yeshla Sakin, Avilest Lukuti, come on Shari, and even Abaya agrees that if the Kuti is no longer around, even though you don't perform this exam, the Yevid, the Basa would be kosher, and the shechita would be kosher. And also, in the next tesis, Diba Masel Haminiach Tani Diabed, and tesis explains like Bayla Meima the Mashba Diabed Vlei Lachatchila, the Masel Lishar Lachatchila is ultimately based on the Mishnah that Rava brought from Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph. So we ultimately explain that even in the Mishnah and Daf Samach Tesem and Aleph, the Mishnah's din is even Lachatchila. Ela Ka'ama the Af Diabed Mashma Ayin Shem. Finally, the Mefarshim point out that when Abaya spoke about this exam, he told us that you have to be Chayte Kizayis Basav and Eisenloi, and Lachari, since Rabbi Echon holds that Chetzi Shir is Asman Atira, why do we require Kizayis Basav in order to perform this exam if one could even take a smaller piece of meat and give it to the Kuti and see if he eats it? And the Mefarshim explained that certainly the Kutim did not agree to the din of Rabbi Echon that Chetzi Shir Asman Atira, and therefore this exam would not be a Raya, and the only way it would be a Raya is only if you gave him a Kizayis Basav, as certainly a Kuti would agree that a Kizayis of Nevela would be Asa to eat, and certainly he would not eat it if it would be a kizayis ayin shom. Our Gemara now continues with the fourth explanation of our Mishnah, as Rav Ashi Omar, Hachik Tani, Hakol Sheikhtan Vafilu Yisrael Mumma. Rav Ashi explains that our Mishnah is teaching us anyone can shecht, and even Yisrael Mumma can shecht l'chatchila. Gemara now asks, Mumma l'may, what was Yisrael Mumma on? Some agurus, Ilema Uchl Nevelis Lahaches, and if you will say they will eat Nevelis Lahaches, even if he would have kosher food in front of him, he would still eat Nevelis. And certainly we can't trust him at all. Not only would not be mutter for him to shecht l'chatchila, but even if he was shecht, it would not be kosher b'di'aved. Therefore, the Gemara explains that this Yisrael was a mumma to eat nevelos only based on taiva, only in a scenario where Yisrael did not find any kosher meat, would he eat nevela? As the Gemara continues, Uchid Rava, and as Rava taught us, the Rava Yisrael Mumma Ichel Nevelas Lte Avayin. If this Yisrael that's a Mumma, as he would eat Nevelas Lte Avayin, we continue and have Gemara and Beis. By Diksakim Veneislay Umutal Lechem Shchitasay. Then, as long as Yisrael previously checked the knife in order to make sure that there were no pegimais, and he then gave it to the Mumma, that a Mumma could even shech lechatchila. However, Avolay Badak Venasalay Leishchayt. However, if the Yisrael did not check the knife and give it to the Mumma, then lechatchila the Mumma should not shech. However, then the Mishnah teaches us Ushchitasan Kshira that Bedieved Im Shachat, that if the Mumma shechted even though the Yisrael did not check out his knife, then Boyd Sakina Achrav, then they would check out the knife even after Shchita. Nimtza Sakina Yafa Mut Lechem Shchitasai, and if they find that his sakin is still valid, then it's mutter to eat from a shchita. Bimlav also lechem shchitasai. However, certainly if they actually find that the sakin is pogim, then certainly it would not be valid, as even if it was a regular Yisrael who didn't check out the sakin prior to shchita, and then they find that the sakin is pogim, so his shchita is also pasul. The Gemara means that benegiyah mumar, that if we actually do not have his sakin and therefore we can't perform any bedika after shchita, then we would say that his shchita would be pasul. Rav Ashi continues that the Mishnah then teaches us chutz min chereshet v'katan that filu diavad namidloi shem yishu shem yidrusu v'shem yachlidu, that this din doesn't apply to a katan. And even if we check a katan's knife prior to shchita as well as after shchita, we find that there are no pegimais and his knife is kosher. However, since the Yisrael kosher was not imel al gabav, so the shchita would be pasul, as we'd have to be chayshes shem yishu shem yidrusu v'shem yachlidu. And the Mishnah then stated the kulin sheshachtu v'achim reinaisan shchitas in kshira. Once again, if you have Ashi, the Gemara is the kulin sheshachtu ahaya as ilay macher sheit bekatan alokai v'mshachtu mibayle la Yisrael mumma. And if you're going to say that this clause is also referring to Yisrael mumma, why would we need Yisrael imin al gabav as id the bodik sakim v'nasalai ha'amet sheich lechatchila, and there's no requirement of Yisrael imin al gabav ve'aldlay bodak. And if you didn't check a sakin, id the isla sakin livdekei hashta, and if the sakin is still around, then you should check the sakin at this point, and otherwise it would be pasul. Vid leisa l'sakin keachem reina say my havei dilma pesak pegum shachet. And if you will try to explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the sakin is no longer around, and therefore we were not able to check the sakin, so why would it help by having Yisrael imin al gabav? And certainly, since we do not know if his sakin was pogum or not, so by Yisrael imin al gabav, that is not helping it at all, and it would still be pasul. And therefore, the term v'kulin sheshachtu cannot be referring to the case of a mumar. Once again, the Gemara ends off kasha, and as we previously mentioned, that the Teretz Ritva would work according to Rav Ashi as well. And Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Iba Maschel Chutz Mecheshet V'Katan Daf Filu Nimsi Sakinu Yafaloi Deikah Kukul Achrina Shehiyah Drasu Chalada Delay Doyliz Derubei. Rashi points out, as we previously mentioned, V'Dafka Ichlo Te'avayin Avol Hachas Afilu Nimsi Sakinu Yafaloi. The reason is the Mu'ad Navel B'Kavana B'Yadayim, since he's a Mumal Hachas, so certainly he would try to be menavel b'kavana in order to mess up other yidin, try to cause that they would also eat nevela. And before we continue, let us point out that we just spoke about the dinim of a kuti as well as the din of a mumal te'avayin. But the gei of kuti, we mentioned a test that we would take a kezayis basar, we would check if the kuti would eat from this basar. While but the gei of mumal te'avayin, we did not mention anything about a test of eating from the basar, and instead we only mentioned the din of bedika sakin. And Ayin Tap Tesis on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, who discusses the difference between a mum and a kuti, and Tesis explains b'negei a mum l'te'avayin that we stated b'edik sakim v'neislai v'loi chashin and shem yishav v'yidraish v'loi shavik ateri v'achli yisura. Therefore, v'afilu le'yechum mena the chay shal fnei evil esita mechshol. We don't have to be b'edik if we would actually eat this meat, and certainly a mum l'te'avayin holds of the din of fnei evil esita mechshol v'afilu in acho imen al gabav v'loi yitz v'nichnas av a kuti yesh li din acher the e. Yisrael Yitzv Nichnas LeBoy B'dikas Sakin the Mitat LeMitzina B'Shemakim Gabikuti SheYitzor B'dikas Sakin V'Ein Yisrael Yitzv Nichnas Afilu Bodek Sakin LeMehari the Chashin Shemeshav V'Shemedores LeChai Shalfei Evil LeSitem Mechshol. Then he continues to explain that by Mumal Te'avoyin it would not help to have Yisrael that's Yitzv Nichnas as Yisrael Mumal Mitat the Ein Savish Yivdeku Asakin Achrav V'Yishu Machzik Atzmoi Ki Yisrael L'Chol Dvarav. And then he continues and is bothered. Since kasakin oilukuti yitin kazayis basar. And Taz is bothered that lechira coined to Abai and Rava that why is it that a chatchila would be also for a kuti to shecht an animal if he saw not oimel agabov, and similarly according to Rav Ashi that why is it that mumel tiavoin is also to shecht an animal chatchila if they did not initially check out his sakin? Why couldn't we say that a kuti could always shecht chatchila and a mumel could always shecht chatchila? Rabbanan would just make a takana that afterwards we would have to make a bedika. And Taz's answer is veishlema the chayshinim dimul mishli veachol, that we're concerned that if we would allow them to shecht chatchila, that someone would make mistake and eat from their shechita even prior to doing these bedikas. And Ayin Ramban as well as the Rashba who bring two explanations. As number one, we have gzira because people that would see that the kuti was able to do shechita, or they see a muma doing shechita l'chatchila, they may not realize that they have to do bedika afterwards. And therefore, in these cases, the Rabbanan stated that l'chatchila they cannot do shechita, and they then explain similar to Taz's shem yishkach lebatkai v'yoychem shechitasa b'lei bedika ayin sham. The Gemara now continues with the fifth explanation as to our Mishnah, as Ravina Oman Ravina explains Hachiktani, that this is the way to understand our Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us Hakol Shechtin, that anyone could shecht. The Mishnah is teaching us Hakol Mumchen Shechtin, that anyone that's a Mumchen knows the halachas of Shechita can shecht l'chatchila. The Mishnah is teaching us Mumchen v'afa pishayim muchzakin, that as long as someone's a Mumcha, even if he's not muchzik and he didn't shecht two or three times in front of us to make sure they could shecht properly, as we will see, to make sure that they don't faint at the sight of blood. And as Rashi states, "V'afal pishayim muchzakin shlei shachtu lufneinu gimel pamim liris im yesh bem koyach she'inim misalfim b'shchita she'varu de'shiya ayin yodin la'amin esideim l'kach." However, the Mishnah then continues, "B'med v'amur she'yodin b'yishiya de'alim hilchashchita." This was only stated when we know that this person knows hilchashchita. We already tested him. "Aval ayin yodin b'yishiya de'alim hilchashchita lo yishchait." However, if there's someone that we did not yet test and we're not certain if he knows hilchashchita, then l'chatchila we should not allow him to shecht. However, the Mishnah then teaches us v'shchitasa k'sheira, that b'diyeved v'im shachad b'ikin eisem yidei aloim hilchashchita mutu lechem shchitasai, that if we would test him after the fact and we would see that he knows hilchashchita, then his shchita would be valid. However, v'im lav asa lechem shchitasai, but if we see that he doesn't know hilchashchita, then it would be asa to eat from his shchita. And the Mishnah then continues chutz b'chashayit v'katan, that afil diyeved nami loy shem yishu shem yidusu v'shem yachlidu. However, by chashayit v'katan, even if they know hilchashchita, their shchita would still be puzzle, as we have to be concerned that since they're chashayit v'katan, therefore they did not do shchita properly. Shem yishu shem yidusu v'shem yachlidu. Ayn Rashi b'medra amun dechashiv mumchen she yodin boy elu ha'moysen loy behem malishchait makirim boy batku she yodei hilchashchita. However, by chashayit v'katan, afil b'diyeved v'yodin hilchashchita loy the tamid heim uchzakin l'kalkel she'im b'handas ayin sham. Gemara now continues and once again goes through the same shakel v'tayah according to Ravina, and as the Gemara states, the Mishnah stated v'kulin she'shachtu v'achim reina isan shchitasin k'shira. And once again the Gemara is when the Mishnah states v'kulin she'shachtu ahaya, and as the Gemara continues ilema achar shet v'katan, and if you're going to say it's only going achar shet v'katan Allah koi, and therefore v'im shachtu m'bailei, and the Gemara continues and is ela she'im mumchin, and if you're going to say it's going on a case with someone that is not a mumcha shechted, but the Gemara is bothered, but b'iknei sesagi, and as we just saw, there's no requirement to have a Yisrael Eimin al-Gabov, as even if we would just test his knowledge after the fact, that would suffice, and b'dievet his shchita would be kosher. And why would the Mishnah have to teach us v'kulin sheshachtu v'achim reineisen that shchitasin k'sheira? In regard to this question that the Gemara just asked Ravina, so the Gemara gives the same teretz that we gave according to Rabbi Ullah, and as the Gemara states, the leis l'kamad l'livdukei, we're talking about a scenario, someone who we did not pre-test and we did not know that he was Yedei Hilchashchita, he did Shchita and then he left and he's no longer around in order to test him, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that even in that case, as long as there was a Yisrael Eimin al-Gabov, and even though we cannot be Boydik this person as he's no longer around, the Shchita would still be Kosher. And our Gemara now continues with the sixth explanation of our Mishnah, as Ve'ikad Amri, as others had a different version as to this member of Ravina, and Ravina Omar Hachiktoni, and Ravina explained that this is how to understand our Mishnah. The Mishnah first teaches us Hakol Shechtin, Hakol Muchzakin Shechtin, that anyone could shecht. Certainly anyone has a chazaka that shechted in front of us multiple times and performed the Karsha Shechita, then certainly he could shecht l'chatchila. And as Rashi states, Muchzakin Shuri'inu Sheshechtu Kamepam Yafav L'Kiklu, the Mishnah states the Lashon Hakol in order able to teach us muchzokin afal pishay mumchen, as long as a person is muchzik that he could do shechita properly, even if we're not sure if he knows hilchas shechita, then he could still shecht lechatchila. And as Taisus explains, pirish lo yadinan igamer loygamer, the yadinan beit loygamer, as certainly if we know that he doesn't know hilchas shechita, afilu b'diavad shechita sepsula kedam Rav Yehuda l'kamon, and as Rav Yehuda will teach us on daf tesam and aleph, that kol tabach she'ini yadeh hilchas shechita asal lechol mishchitasai, and ayin Rashi as well. And according to this version of Ravina, so Ravina continues that the Mishnah teaches us that b'med v'murim, that when do we consider someone to be muchzik that he's a valid shechet, is only sheshach lefneinu shtayim v'shalosh pomim v'lein nisalev, they shechted two or three times in front of us and he didn't faint, and therefore his shechita was valid. Avaloi shach lefneinu shtayim v'shalosh pomim, but if he did not yet shecht in front of us two or three times, then leyishchayt shem yisalev, then lechatchili cannot shecht, as potentially he will become weak and become faint, and he won't perform shechita properly. But the Mishnah teaches us that shechitasei kshira, that im shachar va'amah barli shalim salafti shechitasei kshira, if someone that did not shecht in front of us multiple times does shechita, and he says that I know for certain that I did not become faint, the sight of blood did not cause me to become faint and become weak, then b'di'evet shechita was kosher. However, the Mishnah continues, chutz mecher sheit v'katan, that filu di'evet namiloi, whether even if we know that a cher sheit v'katan were muchzik that they did not become faint, even if we know that they know hilchas shechita, that shechita would still be possible, as shem yishu, shem yidrusu, v'shem yachlidu. Once again, the Gemara continues with the same shakel of Ataya that we previously brought by all the other Amrayim, as the Mishnah stated, v'kulun sheshachtu v'achim reina, he says shechitas and kshira, and the Gemara is ahaya, that what is that going back on, as ilim acher sheit v'katan, as if you're going to say it's only going back in the case of acher sheit v'katan, but Allah koi, therefore, v'mshachtu mibayle, ella ashe'im mechzokin, if you will explain that it's also going back on the din of Ein Mechzokin, and even if someone is not muchzik to shech two or three times, and as long as Achirim Reina say, then his shechita will be kosher. When the Gemara is bothered, va'amrit be'barili sagi, that we just stated that as long as he says that I'm sure that I did not become faint, then it would still be kosher, and there's no requirement to have Achirim Reina say. Once again, the Gemara responds, the leisa kamando l'shayle, that the end of the Mishnah is teaching us that even if this person leaves and he's no longer around, and we can't ask if he became faint or not, then we would still have another Eitzah, as once there was Achir Marina Yisai, that person will testify that the Shechita was valid and he did not become faint, and the Shechita would be kosher. And the Gemara has now brought six different explanations as to how to understand our Mishnah, and we saw the explanation of Rav Ba'ula, B'negei Chulin Shnaso Atayres HaKadosh, we saw the explanations of Abai and Rava that both spoke about Kuti, we saw the explanation of Rav Ashi, B'negei Mumul Te'ovain, and we saw the first version of Ravina that discussed Mumchin, and the second version of Ravina that discussed Muchzakin. Regarding all of their explanations, the Gemara ultimately is V'kulin Sheshachto Ahaya, when the Mishnah mentions V'kulin Sheshachto V'achim Reina, he says Shechitasin Kshira, that what is that going back on? When the Gemara asks this question on Abaya, Adun Rava, and Ravashi, the Gemara ended off Kasha, however, when the Gemara asks this question on Rav Ba'ula, so the Gemara responded, the Lesi Kamon and Shaile. Similarly, when the Gemara asks this question on the first version of Ravina, so the Gemara answered the Leisel Kamon Lulubdeke, and on the second version of Ravina, the Gemara also responded, and the Gemara answered the Leisel Kamon de Neshaile. The Gemara now continues and explains Ravina Rav Ba'ula Kabay Rav Rav Ashi Lo Yamri, that the reason why, according to both versions of Ravina's explanation of our Mishnah, as well as the explanation of Rav Ba'ula, they did not explain our Mishnah like Abay and Rav and Rav Ashi in Mishum Nekashlu V'Kulon. They were bothered with the Gemara's question on Abay Rav and Rav Ashi, that why the Mishnah mentioned Lashon V'Kulon, and as we saw, that Benegir the question on Abay and Rav and Rav Ashi, the Gemara and Rav Kasha, and as Rashi states, Abay V'Rav and Rav Ashi Lo Masal Terutze Le'el V'Kulon Masisin, and even though we explained from Ritva that Abay and Rav and Rav Ashi were not bothered by this question, before we continue, let us recall that Rav Ba'ula explained that when our Mishnah stated at Kol Sheichtin, that is teaching us that even if someone is Tomei and they are Makbid on Chulin Shinaso Atayres HaKodesh, that they could still Shecht L'Chatchila, and when the Mishnah stated V'Shechitas and Kshira, that is referring to the din that someone that is Tomei and not Shecht Kachim L'Chatchila, as being concerned that potentially he will touch the Basar and be Metame the Basar, and the Gemara is bothered that why did our Mishnah have to teach us his din if we already learned his din in Masechta Zvachim, as the Mishnah taught us Kol Apsul B'Sheshachtu Shechitas and Kshira, Shashchita Kshira B'Zaram B'Nashim V'Avodim V'Tmeim V'Afilu B'Kachi Kachim, and let us recall that we brought two terutzim, as number one, Hacha Ikar Hasam Ayir Tana Shapsulim Tani Nami Tami Mukdashin. The Gemara then stated, "Vi Bayisema Hasam Ikar the Bekachim Kai." That really the din that stated Masechta Zvachim is the Ikar place, as that is referring to Kachim. And Hacha Ayir Tana Tami Bechulin, that since we stated that someone is Tame can Shech Chulin even Lachila, and therefore Tani Nami Tami Bemukdashin. And our Gemara now continues that Kula Kurav Ba'ulay Amri. The reason why the others did not give an explanation of Rabba Ula, why didn't they explain that our Mishnah is talking about someone that's Tamei, that's allowed a Shech, to even Chulin Shinasa Teres HaKadesh? And the Gemara answers, Lahach Mishnah the Amrit Hacha Ika, Ad Rabba Hasim Ika, the Bekachim Kai, is according to the first Lashon of the previous Gemara that explained that our Gemara and our Mishnah is the Ika, and that's why we teach the Din in our Mishnah. They felt that the Ika place where we should teach the Din is in Masechet Svachim, therefore they didn't want to have to explain that the safe of our Mishnah is teaching us that someone that is Tameh cannot Shech Kachim L'chatchila, and the Shechita would only be Kachim B'di'eved, as we already learned this din in Masechet Zvachim. The Gemara continues, L'hach L'shad Amrit Hasam Ika V'hach Aydi Tani Tami B'chulin Tani Nami Tami Mugdashin. According to the second teretz of the Gemara on Daf Beis and Beis, where the Gemara explained that the Mishnah in Masechet Zvachim is the Ikar, the only reason why our Mishnah teaches us a din B'negei Tameh that is Shechting Kachim is only because of the ration of the Mishnah teaches us that someone that is Tameh can Shech Chulin Shenasa Atayres HaKodesh even Chathila. However, the Gemara explains that these Amrayim hold that Tameh B'chulin Gufei Lo Yitzrichalei as Kasavri Chulin Shenasa Atayres HaKodesh Lav K'Kodesh Damu, and these Manda Amrayim hold that there would be no need for our Mishnah to even teach us that if someone is Tameh that they could Shech Chulin Shenasa Atayres HaKodesh even Chathila, as since these Manda Amrayim hold that even if someone is Makben on Chulin Shenasa Atayres HaKodesh, however, the Rabbanon would not Gezer that any Chulin should have a din like regular Hegdish, and as Rashi states, Ve'in Chayv Lizorbehu, Upshita the Sheikh in Tumei Melchatchila, and therefore it would be Pashad that someone that is Tameh could Shech Chulin Shinasa Atayres HaKodesh, and the Mishnah would not have to teach us this din either. Therefore, they all had to explain the Chiddush of our Mishnah differently, and Ayin Taisi Diva Maschel Chulin Shinasa Atayres HaKodesh Lavka Kodesh Damu, Haytime Avim Matzel Lemein Menami Lishakama, that certainly this explanation could even have been given according to the first Lashon as well, Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues, Kula Kravina Le Amri, and the other Amroim did not explain our Mishnah, like either version or Avina, as Lahach Lishna the Amma Mumchen In, She'e Mumchen Loi, as according to the first Lashon, that Ravina stated that the only time that Shechita works L'chatchila is only if someone was pre-tested, and we know that he's a Mumcha. However, L'chatchila, if we do not know that someone is a Mumcha, then they cannot Shecht, and they only would be able to Shecht with the Eved. However, the other Amroim hold that since we have a cloud, the Roi Mitzuyin Eitz HaShechita Mumchen Hein, therefore anyone can Shecht L'chatchila, and even if we did not yet test them and verify that they know Hilcha Shechita, the Gemara continues, L'hach Lishra Da'am Mechzakin In, She'im Mechzakin Lai, according to the second version of Ravina, that the only time that one could Shecht L'chatchila is only if they already have a Chazaka, and they already Shechted multiple times in front of us, we already verified that you do not become faint. However, if we do not have a Chazaka regarding someone that they will not faint, then L'chatchila they cannot Shecht. However, these Amroim do not agree to that point, as La'alufi Le'chashinon, as we're not chayish that someone may become faint. The Gemara continues, Rav le'amak Abaya, and the reason why Rav did not explain our Mishnah like Abaya, and the Gemara explains, Kikusha, this is based on the question that Rav had on Abaya from the Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah from Yayin Nesech, as we just saw on Amud Aleph, and the Gemara continues, Abaya le'amak Rava, since we saw that Rav asked a very valid question on Abaya, so why is it that Abaya did not explain our Mishnah like Rav? The Gemara explains that Abaya holds that you can't compare the din of Yayin Nesech with the din of our Mishnah, which is relevant to Shechita, as Hasam Le'Noga, Hacha Noga, in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, we were discussing Yayin Nesech, the Yisrael is Yetzi V'Nichnas, and he never sees the guy touching the Yayin. Certainly we can rely that the guy was scared, and the Yayin did not become Yayin Nesech. However, Abaya holds that this doesn't apply to Shechita, since we know for certain that the Kuti shechted this animal. While the Kuti was shechting this animal, the Yisrael was Yetzi V'Nichnas, so there certainly is a potential that the moment the Yisrael walked out of the room, the Kuti messed up his Shechita, and the animal became an Avela. Therefore, Abaya holds that if the Yisrael is only Yetzi V'Nichnas, so Kuti cannot Shecht L'chatchila, and if he does Shecht, the Midyeved, we would have to be Boidek to check if the Kuti would eat or not, as we explained. The Gemara continues, Rav Ashi Lo Yom Katavayu, and Rav Ashi explained that Mishnah is talking about a case of Mumul Te'avayin. Why didn't he explain, like Abaya and Rava, that the Mishnah is talking about a Kuti? And the Gemara explains, Kasava Kutin Girayasain, Rav Ashi holds that since Kutim are considered Girayas, therefore the Shechita is always possible, and even B'di'eved, as Tezis points out, B'shechitasam Psula, commercial Eid Chavim, Mubizavachta, since the Pasuk used the term Zavachta, and as we will learn, Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph, Mashat Zaveach Ata Echel, Klima Oisushu Bazvicha, Lafuk Eid Chavim, Vaichel Nevel Slaches, even B'di'eved, the Shechita is not valid. The Gemara continues, Abayla Amakurav Ashi, and Lemaisi, even though Abayah may hold that Kuti or Gerayim is saying, why do you specifically explain that our Mishnah is talking about a Kuti if the Mishnah could be talking about a Mumu Te'avayin, and why didn't he explain our Mishnah like Rav Ashi? The Gemara explains, as Leisfile Had Rava, the Abayah doesn't agree to the member of Rava that Rav Ashi relied on. Abayah doesn't agree with the statement of Rava that's brought on the bottom of the Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Amr Rava Yisrael Mumu Ichon Veilas Te'avayin, Moidik Sakim and Neislai, Umutalach Mashchitasai, and Abayah would hold that we would never let a Mumu Te'avayin shecht an animal lechatchila. However, finally, the Gemara is bothered. El Rava my time loyam kishmaitze. The Lemaisa, why didn't Rava agree to the member of Rav Ashi and explain that Amish is talking about a case of a mumul te'avayin? And certainly, we can't explain that he doesn't agree with Rav Ashi, as Rav Ashi himself relied on the member of Rava. The Gemara answers that in a chinami, Rava really would explain Amish like Rav Ashi did, and Amish is discussing a case of a mumul te'avayin. And the only reason why Rava discussed the case of a kuti is the dvar of the Abaye Kamar, and so many not curious the words Vilele Sfirle. And in Rashi at the bottom of Amid, the dvar of the Abaye, Le Sfirle Had Rava, that according to Abaye doesn't agree with Rava, Vukma Vukuti, Vukul Chachil Bisrol, Emil Al Gabov, Vukudiev, Beats Vinichlas, and Abaye explained that when our Mishnah stated that he could Shech Chachila, that was talking about a case where it was Yisrael Emil Al Gabov, and when it states that he could only do so B'dieved, is by a case where Yisrael is Yates Vinichlas, and the Mishnah was talking about a Kuti. That even according to you, that you're not going to agree with me, and you're not going to say our Mishnah is talking about a case of a mumul te'avayin, and you want to explain that it's talking about a kuti, and you would be able to explain that a kuti would be able to shech the chatchila, even if Yisrael is yetsiv nichnas, or do you have an uki bebo matzah shachad? Therefore, Rava tells Abaya that the proper way that you should explain our Mishnah, that in a case where Yisrael imel al gabav, or it is a Yisrael that was Yetziv Nichnas, then a Kuti could Shech L'Chathila. Even in a case where Yisrael is not Eimel Agabov, and even is not Yetziv Nichnas, although certainly in that case, a Kuti should not Shech L'Chathila, but if he Shechted, then B'dievel we would test him, and as Rav stated, Avabal Matzai Sheshachat, Chaytich Hizayis Basav Neslai, Acholai Mutal Lechom Shchitasai, Wevel Lo Yacholai, Asal Lechom Shchitasai. The reason why Soma Nagurz V'Leilei Svirlei is based on the Baran Tesis, where Tais points out, Tema Daktani Masistin Treya Kol Shechtin, that since we already mentioned on that base that we actually have two Mishnayis where the Mishnah states the Lashna Kol Shechtin, and as we saw that our Mishnah states HaKol Shechtin, and we also saw in the Mishnah on that Tezvav and Beis that the Mishnah mentions HaKol Shechtin, and as Tais continues with Mufashu Rav Lakamon, and Rav himself will explain later on, Chodel Asuya Kuti V'Chodel Asuya Yisrael Mumma Alma Muki Chodel Kishmaitzei, and why the Gemara is that my time Elohim HaKishmaitzei, if Rav himself will explain, one of these Mishnahs are coming to include a Mumul Te'avayin, and Zak Tesis V'Yishleima, the Hachi Parach, the Kamaisi, Boi Le'akum HaKishmaitzei, that he should have explained that our Mishnah is the one that's referring to a Mumul Te'avayin, and the Mishnah Daf Tesvav Mabez is referring to a Kuti. Clearly we see from Tesis that Rav certainly holds that one of these Mishnahs is certainly discussing a Kuti, and therefore certainly he agrees with Abaya, and therefore the Gias of Agamara, Valele Sphirle, would not make sense, and we should not be gurus these words. Before we finish, in the second version of Ravina, where the Gemara stated, B'medver Amur, Sheshach Lefnenu, Bezu Gilman Pamim, Valena Salif, the Dvar is bothered that do we need two or three times? Why does the Gemara use the Lashon of Shnai Meshleisha Pamim? And he first explains that this is based on Lashon Bnei Adam, as really two times is enough, and the Gemara just states two or three times, as this is Lashon Bnei Adam. However, he then brings another explanation that this is based on the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, since Rabbi holds that even two times creates a chazakah, so by doing shechita two times, that would be enough to create a chazakah. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that there's a requirement for three times, and a chazakah would only be created once a sheikh shechs three times and is not misalef, and we will stop over here.